This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday, April 19th, 2024. We made it to the end of the week. Of course, we'll have Friday dance party to celebrate the end of the work week. But man, we have an absolutely crazy show in store for you today.
Yeah. A lot of winning to do today.
Oh, I guess first we should get to the weather. Today, turning sunny and windy because right now we have sprinkles coming down, but it's the clouds will be clearing, sunshine, windy, high of around 52.
Okay.
As you look ahead for the rest of like the weekend, it's not great.
Yeah.
So let's not talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So we do have your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card, which by the way, I had Qdoba yesterday. Oh, so good.
It is.
I got this giant bowl. It's too good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that Flavor Fiesta song of the day sometime during the morning show. You can find out what song it is and when we're going to play it by going to WKFR.com. That will win you that free Qdoba.
Yes.
And that's not even close to the end of the winning today.
No, 30 grand in your hand. That's coming up at 8 a.m. You get that code word. And it's powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant in Battle Creek.
Also, Taylor Swift's brand spanking new album dropped at midnight last night.
Yes.
It's called Tortured Poets Department. If you go to the KFR app, you will notice there's a button that says Taylor. Tap the Taylor button. You can leave a voice message. By doing that, you are getting yourself registered to win a Phantom Clear vinyl copy of the Tortured Poets Society or Department. And within this vinyl, there are tons of really cool things. Pictures and autograph stuff. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's all courtesy of the Universal Music Group. And by the way, that's not where this ends as we celebrate this this album launch. We're also going to be playing tracks at 13 past the hour. I think this starts at 9 a.m. At 13 past the hour, we're going to play Never Heard Before Taylor Swift tracks.
Love it.
From 9 a.m. today throughout the entire weekend.
Awesome.
Every hour, 13 past. So, it's going to be Taylorific today.
Well, let's get into it.
All right, let's get the show started. That took a lot out of me.
Yeah.
I need a lunch break. Where's my agent? All right, good morning. Happy Friday.
103.3. WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square media station.
Plus Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess here, and the voting is now open.
That's right.
We've talked about this in detail yesterday, so in case you missed it, there is nothing worse, and I'll thumb wrestle anyone that tries to argue, there is nothing worse than going in thinking to get a haircut, thinking you're coming out looking good,
mm-hmm.
and then having a bad haircut experience.
Yeah.
A bad hairstylist wrecks your day, week, maybe month.
Yes.
It's the worst. One time I had a girl cut my hair so short, it was just far too short. It looked mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. And her response was, whoa, that's not what I asked for. It's too short. She said, it'll grow back.
Oh, well, my God.
Sweet. I guess here's my money.
Yeah.
But then when you get that person that just shapes your face just right, makes you look good, you walk out of there like, I gotta take a selfie. You hang on to that hair person once
Absolutely.
You've had the tragedy.
Yes.
And you have curly hair, so you have a harder time
it's
than
serious.
I do finding my hair issues
serious.
Though, I get these things, I get horns.
Oh,
yeah. The corners of my head.
It, yeah.
Like, my hair is not easy, even though I'm a short-haired dude. Yeah, some people.
Well, and there's
people
so many.
People have quit the business after me.
There's so many hairstylists that it's hard to know who's good right. and who's, you know.
And hopefully this will help because we're asking for you to vote for your favorite hairstylist mm-hmm. right here in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah.
You can do that right now. One vote per person per day by going to WKFR.com or the KFR app. Again, that's one vote per person. Vote for your favorite hairstylist right now.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR.
Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess on a Friday. We gotta warm up for our vocal part.
Here we go.
Me, 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 me. All right, here we go.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
What is something that every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer?
Give us your answer right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app, but we're going to start with you, Jess.
Random sauce packs.
Well, no, you're confusing that with a packet drawer. You don't have a packet drawer and a junk drawer?
No, it's just all one drawer.
I guess I am bougie. All right, so what do you think? Tap the chat button on the KFR app. Alyssa says twist ties.
Yes.
You know what? But I feel like I can never find twist ties when I need them.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I need them sometimes.
I was going to say, do you though?
Yeah, I do actually. What is something that every junk drawer must have?
John says zip ties. Yeah. And we never need them.
Sounds dangerous. Amber says, I mean, she gets down to just the bare bones of it here. Batteries, screws, zip ties, scissors, and random stuff that fits in there.
But yes.
It can be an organized junk drawer. I did it to mine.
Okay.
Amber, we don't like a show off up in here, up in here.
Just throw it all in there. Robin says, don't have a junk drawer.
Well, what kind of American are you? That makes zero sense to me. Becky says, everything but nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, you just throw it in there and then you never need it or use it.
I'm in there trying to find a AA battery. I'm finding lint. There's a mini Reese's cup from a Halloween, Lord knows what year.
Yes.
I mean, what is in there? All right, so what is something that every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Feather from Sabrina Carpenter on 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess. We have this little question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
What is something that every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer?
Give us your answer right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. For me, I think it's the obvious batteries.
Yes.
But I feel like, I don't know why I've done this in the past, but my junk drawer will end up with dead batteries in it.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if without thinking I am taking, like, maybe it's a remote control. So I take the bad batteries out, put the new batteries in,
yeah,
and just swap places. And
like,
why?
Like they're going to magically start working again.
In fact,
someday,
we'll have like a box that had like, you know, that came with the batteries. And then we'll actually put the dead ones in with the new ones. So then you got to test every battery.
Oh, my gosh.
Why am I doing this to myself?
I don't know. And it's always batteries you don't need.
Yeah, I know. It's like
the most useless batteries.
There are just a bunch of spare AAAs that we'll never use for anything.
Right.
All right. So what is something that every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer? Tap that chat button on the KFR app.
Carolyn says, charging cords that don't fit any current devices. Why do we do that?
Yeah.
Do it too.
It's like I just can't throw those away for some reason. We're junk drawer hoarders is what
exactly
we are. Amanda says takeout menus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't go online to look at a menu.
It's either that or you have
copy
to have the magnets on the fridge, right? With the takeout menus?
Yeah.
Michelle says a gift card with 0 or 10 cents bound on it.
Like we're going to recharge them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lisa, Vanessa, and Brenda all said keys to nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, we finally did a key inventory. We had lived in this one house for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. We had
like
so many.
Inventory.
We're like, I don't even think these keys go to this house.
No.
Like, maybe we changed locks at one point. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take a deep breath for this
there
one. This
you go.
Is Rhonda. She says, the extra nuts, bolts, screws, and washers you had left over from putting something together because you didn't read the instructions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And those same instructions, they're in there too. Just in case you ever need to take it apart and move it. Well, it's got the pick of what it's supposed to look like.
Oh my gosh, it's so true.
I feel personally attacked, Rhonda.
Yes.
My nightstand has extra parts to my bed frame, and I'm just like, I did something wrong.
That is too funny.
So they will be in there rattling around till the end of time.
You know what? It's time to toss them. You're not going to use them. You're not going to use them.
You're right. What is something that every drug drawer, I said drunk drawer, same thing. Every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer. Let us know by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. I don't even drink. I'm not drunk. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality. Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Hey.
It's Dana and Jess, and we have a question for you.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
What is something that every junk drawer must have to be considered a proper junk drawer?
Let us know your answer by tapping the chat. Here's the thing. I got stuck on this immediately. How come I can't say the words junk drawer without it sounding like drunk? But you did it so flawlessly.
I don't know. I'm really concentrating, so I don't.
It's very frustrating that you're a pro and I'm not. Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app.
Christina says, random packets of condiments. I'm with you, Christina.
I'm pushing back against you and Christina.
That's a packet drawer.
There's a packet drawer and a junk drawer.
That's amazing.
I feel like it makes me bougie to have another drawer.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Danica says, old dead batteries. So I'm not alone. I feel way better now. Thank you, Danica.
There you go. Vance says, I have a $50 gift card to the Oasis from 10 years ago. Oh, man. Just hanging on to that just in case.
Go see if that'll work just for funsies.
Yeah.
Debbie says, random Lego pieces. Love that.
Yeah. Maya says, random pens. Yeah, and pencils, too. And I don't even use pencils. I'm like, oh, well,
yeah,
leave them in there.
There were lots of answers on the KFR Facebook page. With pencils, pens, rubber bands.
Yes.
You know, things that you legit never use, but somehow you're accumulating in this drawer. How did this happen?
Don't know.
Corvin says, doodads and jihads.
That's it. What are these random things that we pick up off the floor and we're like, throw it in the junk drawer.
Yeah.
It'll become useful maybe someday.
Who knows?
Someday.
Maybe you might dig through your junk drawer today and realize, oh, there's some sort of treasure in here.
Speaking of, there's like random pennies in there too.
You never know. Pennies, they could be classics. It could be worth something.
I guess.
Like, well, this 1 cent was worth just 1 cent. Now it's 15 cents.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a huge markup.
I wish it worked like that, honestly.
Well, you keep those answers coming in or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. I hope what we've done here today is we've made people more focused on their junk.
Oh.
I feel like I could have worded that better.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat. Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Martha Stewart allegedly finds it insulting that people are comparing her lifestyle brand to the new one launched by Meghan Markle called American Riviera Orchard. Sources say Martha has seen hundreds of Meghan types come and go and says they all come in with the same inflated hype, only to find out it's a whole new ball game when it comes down to brass tacks.
Listen, Martha Stewart's been to prison. For all I know, she's enjoyed toilet ramen. That changes a person.
Oh, no.
I'm not talking smack about Martha.
Oh, no.
Martha, you have a seat designed by you, if you so choose to.
Yeah, I think there's enough of the home interior pie to go around, Martha. Let Megan and whoever else in, and you all have a seat at your overly decorated dinner table.
But I hear she also makes really good pie.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here. That was Taylor Swift. Maybe you've heard of her. Here's the deal. Taylor Swift just dropped a much-anticipated brand-new album called The Tortured Poets.
Yes. Seeing a lot of people getting really excited about this. It's been a while since she released
new music.
Exactly.
She re-recorded some stuff, so there were the Taylor versions.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably recorded more music in a short period of time than any artist ever. No kidding. It's been ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But this album, can't wait to hear these tracks.
Yeah.
You won't have to wait long. Maybe you're too busy to go buy the album, which you can get even the exclusive vinyl from Target now. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. We're going to be playing Taylor Swift tracks from the new album at 13 past the hour every hour from now until Sunday night. It's pretty awesome, so keep listening. Yeah. But also, we have your chance to win a Phantom Clear vinyl copy of the Tortured Poets Department. And it's super easy. All you got to do is talk.
Yeah. Just head to the KFR app and leave a voice message to enter to win.
Yeah, and all you got to do, you're going to see a Taylor button. You tap the Taylor button, and it'll let you record a message. And that is a registration to win this cool Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah.
It's courtesy of Universal Music Group and 103.3 KFR. This is super exciting. We love us some Taylor Swift.
That's right.
I'm going to be honest. I am minutes away from hearing the album for the first time myself. I'm going to start digging in. So keep listening as we play these all weekend long. Happy Friday.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook Friend of the Day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook Friend of the Day, like
Vance G. Harris.
The article has a headline, which university in Michigan is the hardest to get into? And this was Vance's response.
If the doors are locked, all of them.
Okay.
That is deserving of some kind of award, right?
If only we had the perfect, most fitting...
Get nothing! Good day, sir!
There it is.
There you go, Vance! Well, Vance, as always, thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being a part of the show. You are today's KFR Facebook Friend of the Day! Dana and Justin in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials?
On 103.3
KFR. It's the birthday banger.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Mandy in Kalamazoo. She turned 16 on May 8th, 1988. Mm. That makes Mandy's birthday banger Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Wish you love for wishing well, for kiss and tell.
I forgot about this song.
Love this song. This guy's super talented. Wrecked his career with his ego. Interviews, he just came off and he said, like, he's going to be the biggest artist ever, like, bigger than the Beatles and blah, blah, blah. And that made everybody dislike him, and he flopped after
that
album.
That's why we didn't hear from him.
It's a bummer.
That. Okay.
Yeah, contestant number two is Teresa in Mattawan. Teresa turned 16 on April 27th of 1995, which makes her birthday banger This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
Oh, okay.
This is how we do it.
Yeah.
This whole album is amazing, but this song is the jam.
Yes. Absolutely a birthday banger.
I don't know how anybody's going to beat this, but we're going to give it a try with the next contestant.
That's right. Let's see. Contestant number three is Vicky in Albion. She turned 16 on February 3rd, 2002, and that makes Vicky's birthday banger You Got It Bad by Usher.
You got it bad.
So, this album, although it had a couple of bangers on it, was very ballad heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And this song just not possibly, even in the ballpark of being a birthday banger.
No, not at all. I mean, there's just a clear winner.
It's got a bad. Teresa Mattawan, I think without question.
Yep.
How do you say no to this one?
Can't.
It is a mood changer every time it comes on.
That's right.
Teresa Mattawan, congratulations. You've won nothing.
Wow.
Yay. But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety right now.
This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
On 103.3
KFR.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stay tuned, Jess. It is time for us to go. Yes. However, the winning just continues without us.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 grand in your hand, not in our hand.
Mm-mm.
All you got to do is grab that code coming up just after 10 a.m.
We'll have a code each hour from now till 5 p.m., and then we'll continue it again Monday. But then the winning still doesn't end there because Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, you have an incredible situation this weekend. Not only has an album dropped from your favorite artist,
that's right,
a much anticipated album with the Tortured Poets Department, but we're going to be playing tracks from that album at 13 after the hour all weekend long.
Yeah.
Not to mention, we have your chance to win a Phantom Clear vinyl copy of the Tortured Poets Department, and that includes a lot of cool freebies along with it. All you got to do is go to the KFR app, tap the Taylor button, and leave a message.
Super easy.
I love this. So good luck to everyone. But for now, we're going to go. We're going to go try to have a weekend and stuff.
Yes.
Wish us luck. We'll be back Monday morning. enjoy the crappy weather and enjoy the Taylor album. And please be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.